My name is Pat Courtney Gold. My maiden name is Courtney, and I was born and raised on the Warm Springs Reservation. The Wasco people were known for fishing and for trading. The salmon runs produced enough fish for us so that each family could catch hundreds and hundreds of pounds. So we would dry this and then we would trade. And the baskets were important because those were our containers. So we would catch the salmon and fillet them and dry them and sell them as fillets, or we would pound the fillets into a powdered salmon like pemmican, and then that's what we traded. So the baskets were constantly being made because when we would trade the salmon, we would trade a container and all. So I always thought that was an interesting way to keep the skill of making baskets going. And back to my growing up in the mountains, that was very important because I learned to appreciate nature. I love the trees. I love the woods. I love the sound of the wind in the trees. We lived by a number of smaller creeks and rivers, and I love to just sit and listen to the rivers. And now that I live near a city, near Portland, what I like to do is go up into the gorge, and I go hiking and just to be with the trees and to stop and listening to all of the falls and the tumbling of the water coming down to the falls. And to me, that's the same as going to a church. It's a very spiritual experience. Plus, being in nature like that, I learned to appreciate all the plants and the harmony of all the plants living together, how if you change one part of the habitat, if you over-harvest, such as the trees, it changes everything. It changes the water. It changes the plants that grow there. And so even though I didn't know the word ecology, having grown up in such a close tie with the environment, I learned to really appreciate and understand the environment. One day, my sister called me, and she was got her degree in fine arts. She said, "We have an opportunity to learn how to weave Wasco baskets." And this was a real revelation to me because when I was growing up, the only museum that was available to us was the Maryhill Museum. The nice thing that I remember about the museum was free to Native Americans. And they had one of the largest basket collections. And I didn't realize it at the time until I started studying baskets. And my mother would take us downstairs to the basket exhibit and show us the baskets. And she would point out the Wasco baskets and say, "Our people made these." And I remember when she'd point them out because she'd have this pride in her voice showing us the baskets. And that was important because when we were growing up, I didn't know anyone who made the baskets. And we only had one small Wasco basket in our house. And since I never saw anyone weaving baskets, I didn't think I would ever see anyone making the baskets. So when my sister telephoned me and told me we had a chance to learn this, I thought, I can't believe this. I get to learn how to make these baskets. So I went, and my life turned around totally because once I started learning how to make these baskets, it just opened a whole new door for me. The Wasco baskets are unique because they have geometric images. And they're also unique the way they're made. It's called a full-turn twine. And that's how you make these images. So I learned the technique, but there was a lot that was missing in the complete knowledge of making these baskets. When our people were moved to reservations, we were moved from our traditional area. So we lost contact with the traditional plants that we used. So it was very difficult for about three generations of people. And during that time, we lost a lot of our culture. And I was very fortunate that our elders at that time saved the language. We still have our language intact. But a lot of our culture was lost, including this technique of weaving baskets. And when my sister and I started, one elder contact went to different reservations to see if she could find people who still had some relic of knowledge of these techniques. And she did. She found people who remembered parts, but not the complete way to weave a basket. So she helped us learn the technique, But we still had gaps. There were different ways to start the baskets. There were different ways to end the baskets. But the important part of the full-turn twining, to learn the geometric, to make the geometric images, she did teach us that. And she taught us with yarn, with wool. And so my sister and myself and Orlene Boileau, who lives at Wormsingers and she's a Wasco, the three of us learned how to do this technique. So we are the three people who helped revive this technique. So my life changed in that sense. Plus, I was really motivated. I just felt I had to learn how to learn the designs, to try to identify the different plant fibers that were used. So the first thing I did was start researching in museums, and I traveled quite extensively, and museums got to know me quite well, and they would invite me to come and give lectures. What I'm doing now, I'm still in the process of identifying plant fibers, so now I'm going out and harvesting areas where the elders told me their ancestors harvested, and I'm just experimenting and finding all kinds of really neat materials to weave with. The other interesting development was the need for a organized basket organization for weavers. So I got together with a number of weavers throughout Washington and Oregon, and we were funded by the Washington Arts Commission, our first gathering. And the first gathering was to see how many people there were as weavers, and do they want to be organized? Do we want to get together at least once a year? And do we want to participate in classes? Do we want to go out and harvest? And the main thing was, who are we? Because I didn't know who half the other basket weavers were. So once we organized this, we call it the Northwest Native American Basket Weavers Association, and we have a fantastic turnout. People identified, they brought elders with them. I didn't know any cedar basket weavers, and I met a lot of cedar basket weavers. I met a lot of corn husk weavers, and I met a number of elders who were so generous in sharing their experience, where they go to harvest, what plant fibers they harvest, how to process them. So that turned out to be a real fantastic organization. And it put a responsibility on all of us to realize how important our culture is. And we have to preserve this, and we have to pass it on to the next generation.